He grew up in the jungles of southern Mexico performing Maya ritual dance until the age of 16. And next weekend, Javier Zul will bring the company that he founded, Zul Dance, to McGoffin Auditorium to perform Mexico Maya. Javier is joining us from New York. Hello, Javier.
Hi.
We are so looking forward to having you here in El Paso. Your story is fascinating. Tell us, if you would, what it is we will be seeing at McGoffin Auditorium next weekend.
Well, next weekend you will be seeing Mexico Maya. Mexico Maya is a choreography that is based on my life. Living in the jungle, it starts with a section where it's related to the Mayan part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the part where I live in Mexico, and I learn about, you know, the Latin culture and Mexican art and Mexican influences. And it finishes with my life that I developed here in the United States. And basically that section is based on the company that I have.
Ah, so it seems to also, of course, encompass some of the, is it the Popol Vuh, the story of the twins?
Yeah, the story of the twins. At the beginning, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to think on the things that I learned from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the history of the twin brothers.
Yes.
And how that history creates a new generation of human beings.
There's such a mystical quality about the history of the Maya, although there's a great deal of depth. And then you have Memories of Mexico, Life and Love, which is the second piece that will be presented in the program, inspired by Frida Kahlo. Tell me about that.
Well, one of the things that I was always amazed when I went to live in the city,
mm-hmm,
is the visual art in Mexico. And when I started having my relationships with women, the first time that I, because in the jungle, the only person that I met was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved from the jungle to the city, and I started meeting females,
yes,
I learned a lot about art through them. I live a different part of my life.
Yes.
At different experiences. That's what is called love. And one of the important things that I feel Mexico has is all the colors and all the different taste on culture. So that's why Frida Kahlo, somehow it, you know, inspired me a lot to play that section.
As I read your background and the information on you, I was really curious about how did you emerge from this life in the jungle at the age of 16? And you've just told me that in a way this very perhaps innocent young man, then you became a canvas, a blank canvas for the experiences of life for you to express then through your dance. Really an interesting story. And then after the intermission, the program apparently is a 75-minute program with an intermission and then is a new beginning. Tell me about the transition for you, not only in your personal life, but going to formal dance training after leaving the jungles.
Well, after leaving the jungle, I tried to go to Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mexico City was too much for me. I wasn't ready for that amount of information.
Yes.
And the shock of culture was really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I did not speak Spanish at all, and I never saw a car or a bicycle or people dressing things. So everything was very new, which it was great because I wanted to know about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the amount of information in Mexico City was too much for me. So I decided to go to Veracruz and,
mm-hmm,
study in Veracruz in the faculty, in the dance school of the university. And in the university, someone from Cuba came to teach and invited me to study in Escuela Nacional de Cuba.
Yes.
And I went there for 1 year. Then, finishing that year, I came back to Jalapa and I was going to change my visa. And at the same time, the Martha Graham Company was giving a workshop, and they invited,
yes,
me to come to New York. And then is when I decided to come and see what modern dance was about. And since then,
your life is a fascinating story. You could be your walking book or movie, because not only then did you study with the Ballet Nacional de Cuba and the Martha Graham School of Contemporary Dance, Alvin Ailey, the American Indian Repertory Theater, the Pearl Lang Dance Theater. It's just such an incredible journey that you have made. And tell me about the people that you have gathered with whom you will be dancing here in El Paso.
The company has developed, we have 10 years, this is our 10th anniversary. The company has grown up a lot, and the way we work has changed a lot. First, I start with like modern dance.
Yes.
And then I use more modern and ballet.
Yes.
And then I was opening myself to my Mayan part. And mm-hmm. then I start using modern ballet and ritual Mayan dance.
Uh-huh.
And by creating this company, then I was looking for all the elements that I needed to express as a performer. And I, you know, in the Mayan culture, and not only in the Mayan culture, in different cultures, there is this thinking of going to hell, going to heaven, and that the transition from one world to the other. And I saw that, like, on the aerial dance, you will be able to do those kind of things. So
yes.
I became very interested on learning circus techniques.
Yes.
And we developed it on the company. So the company right now is a mix of ballet dancers, acrobats, contortionists, modern dancers. And the ideal school dancer is the one who can do everything.
I watched, again, on your website, Dazul Dance. It's DZULDANCE.com. And I did watch some videos of your performances and was just, I was spellbound. I think your work in part makes the audience see the human form itself as a work of art. The music is both primal, the movement is so precise. You can't take your eyes off. It is absolutely spellbinding. We are so looking forward to having you here in El Paso. My guest today is the founder, artistic director, choreographer, and performer in the Zul Dance Company, Javier Zul. And he's coming to us from New York. He will be here performing next weekend with the company Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium. Tickets are available at the UTEP Ticket Center or through Ticketmaster. And I encourage everyone to visit zuldance.com. Javier, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. And again, I think someone needs to write the Javier Zul book.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy to be talking to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.